July 2017, and Carrie Lam is sworn in as Hong Kong's fourth chief executive. She'd been the territory's deputy leader, so this had been expected. What was unforeseen, though, were the tumultuous events that followed. Months of protests in 2019 led to the imposition of a wide-ranging national security law. It stifled dissent, but provoked an exodus by those who no longer saw a future here. An exodus that has grown since the Lam administration further tightened already strict measures to combat COVID-19. More than 100,000 people have left this year alone.
In my view, the way the 2019 protests were handled were evidence of incompetence and an incompetent leader and political incompetence. In other parts of the world, politics matters, but here we choose leaders with no political skills, and this is the Communist Party's deliberate decision to do this.
Lam says she informed mainland China's leaders about her wish not to seek a second term more than a year ago, yet waited until now to make it official.
I will not be taking part in the election for the sixth Hong Kong chief executive. I will complete my five-year term as chief executive on the 30th of June this year, and I will also call an end to my 42 years of public service.
Candidates who want her job have another 12 days to submit nominations. It pays more than $670,000 a year and comes with a palatial colonial-era residence. Her deputy, John Lee, is reportedly about to enter the race. Carrie Lam declined to comment on her performance during the past 5 years, but in recent weeks she's been widely criticised over her handling of the fifth outbreak of COVID-19 and the fact this city now has one of the world's highest death rates from the virus. Lam once complained about the strain of serving two masters, the Hong Kong people and China's leaders. It's a balancing act her successor will likely have to continue. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.